This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping discussed Beijing's proposal for a ceasefire in Ukraine in talks in Moscow while displaying a warm friendship forged on a mutual rivalry with the West. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sought to cement their nation's, quote, no limits partnership in a lengthy meeting in Moscow on Tuesday.
Вчера вечером мы обстоятельно обсудили Цзиньпинга, Путин Цзунтун.
While China has sought to cast itself as a potential peacemaker in the conflict, Beijing's proposed ceasefire has so far been largely dismissed in the West as a ploy to buy Putin time. Ukrainian and Western officials fear a ceasefire would merely freeze the front lines, handing Russia an advantage following a series of setbacks since it launched its invasion in February last year. In contrast with the face-to-face meetings in Moscow, Xi may only speak to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky by telephone, if at all.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has made a surprise visit to Kyiv and met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The trip stole some of the global attention from Asian rival President Xi Jinping of China, who was in Moscow to bolster Russia against the West over the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. The two visits highlight the nearly 13-month-old war's repercussions for international diplomacy as countries line up behind Moscow or Kyiv. The U.S. Defense Department says it's speeding up delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get the 70-ton battle powerhouses to the Russia-Ukraine war zone by the fall. The original plan could have taken a year or two to build. This is VOA News. Paris's iconic Notre Dame Cathedral was heavily damaged by fire 4 years ago, but soon the base of the new spire is to be built, and officials hope to reopen the cathedral by the end of next year. From Brie, France, where the work on the spire is being done, Lisa Bryant reports.
More than 20 craftsmen, hundreds of hours, and thousands of trees. That's what it takes to rebuild just the base and the spire of Notre Dame. Carpenters are rushing to finish the base. The spire itself is planned to be up by year's end. Notre Dame's reopening promises to be a global celebration. But for these workers, it will be bittersweet. The end of years of hard work and an extraordinary adventure. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Brie, France.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has acknowledged he misled Parliament about rule-breaking government parties during the coronavirus pandemic, but insisted he never intentionally lied. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain's boisterous former leader is set to be grilled by lawmakers on Wednesday over whether he lied when he denied there'd been parties in his Downing Street offices in violation of COVID-19 lockdown rules. If found to have lied deliberately, he could be suspended or even lose his seat in Parliament. In a dossier of written evidence, Johnson acknowledged rules and guidance had been followed at all times, but did not turn out to be correct. He says they were made in good faith, and he had not planned to mislead the House. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck northern Afghanistan on Tuesday evening, according to the European Mediterranean Seismological Center, causing strong shaking across the country and the north of neighboring Pakistan. It was not immediately clear whether the tremor had caused damage or casualties. Shaking could be felt as far as the Indian capital, New Delhi. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake in eastern Afghanistan killed over 1,000 people last year. Nigeria's opposition Labour Party candidate Peter Obi has filed a petition seeking to cancel results from last month's disputed presidential election, court papers showed, kicking off what could be a long legal campaign lasting several months. There have been numerous legal challenges to the outcome of previous Nigerian presidential elections, but none has succeeded. Obi asked the appeals court to invalidate the election won by Bola Tinubu of the ruling party, accusing the Independent National Electoral Commission of breaching the law by failing to use electronic machines to upload polling station results. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.